This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's going to be so bittersweet. As much as I love Star Wars, it'll never be the same for me without the Skywalkers. And so this final episode of the Skywalker generation, the Skywalker legacy, especially considering that Carrie Fisher is now gone, Chewbacca, the original Chewbacca, Peter Mayhew also gone, a lot of various characters, they've passed away. So this is going to be amazing because I love the new characters as well, but it's also going to feel like it's an end. Hopefully we get good closure and it's a proper fitting, but also an incredible tribute to Carrie Fisher. So that's my hope, my personal hope about The Rise of Skywalker. The trailer came out on Monday night. Star Wars sent me a copy. I feel so important. The Star Wars Twitter account sent me the trailer. If you don't believe me, you can check it out right now on my Twitter, A-Law Radio. I just retweeted it so that you could see it and see the trailer if you haven't already. Oh, I don't know what to do about you, Facebookers. Huh. You'll just have to take my word for it or search for me on Twitter and then you will see it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We got a couple of polls live on our show Twitter and our Facebook page. First, you can still vote for Monday MVP. So that one will end in the next half hour. And we also have an NBA poll. What? Wait, what? Right. Believe it or not, the NBA season tips off in mere hours. Up against game one of the World Series. I'm actually pretty intrigued to see what the ratings numbers are whenever they come out on Wednesday. But we've got a poll up because we were trying to gauge your interest in the start of the NBA season. I don't know. You may miss the best game of the year if you don't watch on Tuesday night. But to have Lakers and Clippers, I mean, that's intriguing with a high profile. Free agent signings, the movement, kind of a stunner with Kawhi Leonard coaxing Paul George to the Clippers and everything that's happened since the season ended with the Lakers. For heaven's sakes, the coaching change and Magic Johnson. He stepped down days before the season ended, but just so much drama. And it'll be the opposite of Dramamine. If you want to vote in our poll, let us know your interest. We've given you four options. Again, After Hours, CBS, or on our Facebook page. We're inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams with their help. They can help you too. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. So Monday Night Football wrapped up week number 7. It was the tale of two quarterbacks, to be sure.
You're the colonel. You're going to command your troops tonight. You understand?
Snap to Dak. Fade right side of the end zone. Touchdown! It's a touchdown!
Mariota, play fake, looking, floats it downfield. Touchdown! Tight!
Fires for the end zone. Touchdown! And with a terrific job to feed that ball through heavy traffic.
Breeze from the shotgun, has time, guns it down the middle, and he's going to score!
Goff stands in. He whips it to the 2. Touchdown!
There's a wobbly pass down the middle. It's a backpedaling, falling down chest high, heavily covered touchdown catch.
Oh, baby, what a throw by Stafford!
It's time for QB News on After Hours.
Tom Brady and the Patriots offense started Monday Night Football with a 16-play, nearly 9-minute drive. It was a heavyweight. It was a heavyweight in the ring, flexing its muscles, delivering what we didn't know at the time. It was the knockout blow, or it could have been. The route was already well underway. Brady finished with 249 yards, a touchdown, an interception, a lot of handoffs to Sony Michel, who had 3 scores. But honestly, once again, Brady was able to rely on that incredible Patriots defense. So the Pats are off to a 7-0 start for the third time in franchise history. It was the complete opposite for one Sam Darnold. 11 of 32. 11 of 32. That's something you have to try pretty hard to do. 86 yards passing, that's it. Four interceptions and a fumble, a 3.7 passer rating. So he had negative fantasy points, and he was caught on the mic. So he was mic'd up, caught on the mic saying, "I'm seeing ghosts," after one of his particularly embarrassing interceptions. He was asked after the fact, "What does that mean, Sam Darnold?"
When I talk to the coaches, I just got to be, you know, straight up. And, you know, for me, I just got to see the field a lot better. That's kind of what that means. And, you know, just it was a rough day out there, rough night out there. And obviously I got to be better and learn from the mistakes. But we will get better.
When we go back and look at this, he's not going to be happy. He probably was feeling like guys were coming free when they might not have been. You know, it's tough. That's what playing against these guys. If you don't pick some of this stuff up early, they're going to keep bringing it, and they're going to find different ways to bring it. And then it's just going to get bad from there, which it did.
Adam Gase talking about his young quarterback, the one he was brought in to tutor. Now, Sam has missed a bunch of time. Understandable if his rhythm and timing might be off. But this is the same team that beat the Cowboys 8 days ago. This is the same Jets offense that had a 92-yard touchdown and all kinds of fireworks against the Dallas Cowboys. It's amazing how a week can make such a difference. And, of course, the Patriots defense. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. One reason why Brady was so efficient, no sacks. Not even one of Mr. Tom Brady and his 42-year-old body.
Good balance, different kind of distributions of the ball and so forth. And, you know, big guys did a good job up front kind of running it. We had some good passes in there. And it's just good execution. So good execution, which is what you need. And especially to sustain long drives.
That one drive being the longest of the season for the Patriots. But a lot of the other drives they had were short fields. Because of the constant turnovers, and for the New York Jets, it was interception, punt, fumble, interception, turn the ball over on downs, interception, safety, interception, punt, punt, punt. It's playing right into the Patriots' hands. It's a team with enough veteran experience and leadership that they will take advantage of your mistakes, and they certainly did in a shutout. That's two we've seen by the two undefeated teams still standing in the NFL. The Patriots at 7-0, the Niners at 6-0, both of them pitching shutouts over the weekend. We had another quarterback get injured on Sunday, week 7. Matt Ryan leaving his game against the Rams early in the fourth quarter after a sack by Aaron Donald. And we were waiting for some type of an update. Finally, head coach Dan Quinn offered it on Monday.
He does have a sprained ankle. We'll be preparing both ways. If he can, that's great. And if he can't, then the bye would come at a good time for him next week. He's already in the pool running. You guys have been around him. He'll try anything he can. So if he can't, that's the reason Matt Schaub is here, is for moments like that. If he is called upon, he'll certainly be ready to do that.
So we'll see whether or not Schaub has to start multiple games for the Falcons. Matt Ryan hasn't been bad. I mean, he's put up some pretty incredible numbers, Matt Ryan-like numbers. The problem is that the defense has been just brutal. And so the offense is faced with this nearly impossible task of trying to score or put up points on every single drive. That's unrealistic. But if you look at the now on a 5-game losing skid, as they are 1-5, the last few weeks, 37 points to the Rams, 34 points to the Cardinals, 53 points to the Texans, 24 points to the Titans was actually the high point, 27 to the Colts. They haven't given up fewer than 34 points in their last three games. Again, you're asking so much of a quarterback. Dan Quinn very much on the hot seat, but he says he's going to move forward and continue to coach the team and try to get them ready for their next battle, which, oh dear, comes up on Sunday against the Seattle Seahawks. So what about that quarterback position? What about the fact that Matt Ryan, or maybe Matt Schaub, is seeing a porous offensive line in front of him?
it confirmed a lot of what we already knew. You know, there were more hits, and, you know, obviously to have sacks like that and have the hits, that was, to me, one of the big parts of the game. And I think they ended up with 5 sacks and a number of hits. So anytime there's pressure like that, there's two ways. Okay, you spread out and get the ball out to guys quickly. What actually took place for us a few times was creating some long yardage third downs, you know, which would definitely make a difference on that. Now, do you protect longer and you add pressure in? So as you go back through it, your rules certainly can take care of everything. There's always unscouted looks in each game. But at the end of it, you've got to either, you know, get the ball out to the guys quickly or find a way to block it up and then take the shots down the field.
Dan Quinn admitting this game against the Rams confirmed what we already knew, that we had protection issues. We've got problems up front, and you either have to get the ball out quickly, accurately, you hope, or you've got to provide a couple extra ticks so that the quarterback has a sec to be able to go through his reads and find the open man or to allow the receivers to get downfield. So Ryan was sacked 5 times in this game, but the defense for the Rams also had another 11 QB hits. That's a lot of pressure. That's a lot of duress. And of course, eventually Ryan was knocked out of the game. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Staying in the NFC South, we've got an update from Ron Rivera about a Cam Newton who reportedly is practicing and is ready to go for the Panthers, though Ron Rivera will neither confirm nor deny.
Cam's going to continue his rehab. I mean, he's done a great job. He'll be with the trainers. You know, he'll be out there doing the things that he needs to do as he progresses through. I mean, we're not, as I told you guys last week, we're not putting any pressure on Cam. He's done a great job doing the things that we've asked of him. He's gone above and beyond as far as working with our quarterbacks and helping them along the way. And he's just going to continue. I mean, until I get, you know, something else, you know, given to me by the trainers and the doctors, you know, he'll continue to do his program. This is a very good football team we're going to be playing against. I mean, they're 6-0 for a reason. When you put the tape on, you see a lot of good things that they do. They're very well coached. You know, I have a tremendous amount of respect for what Kyle does. You know, I've got an opportunity to coach against him, got an opportunity to watch the things that he's done. And like I said, this will be a very good test for our football team.
So Ron Rivera looking ahead now to the Niners and a perfect team with a defense that has allowed 10 points in 3 games and not even 100 yards passing to the last 2 opponents. However, in the case of Kyle Allen, he's got Christian McCaffrey, his BFF right now. He's got a defense that is wreaking havoc. So the Panthers D started slow, but they have played so well in the last month or so. That's a big reason why you do not have a loss for the Panthers. Yes, Kyle Allen is the quarterback, and so he gets far more of the credit and also gets far more of the blame. It's just the life of a QB. However, the defense deserves a ton of credit. McCaffrey and the running game deserve a ton of credit. It's not just a Kyle Allen win, but they haven't lost since Cam Newton got hurt. A little cryptic there from Ron Rivera about Cam's status, only that he'll make another decision when he gets updated information from the athletic training staff. We had talked about this and whether or not there would be a QB controversy. Cam had been limited because of the foot injury to start the season. We could see that to be sure. Is he the better quarterback when he's completely healthy? Yeah. Does that mean the Panthers are going to rush to make a change? No. It's hard to make a change when you're winning, when you haven't lost. You don't want to go all crazy and start tweaking. Now, people ask me, why is it then that you don't think there's a quarterback controversy in New Orleans? Well, for a couple of reasons. Teddy Bridgewater is not the same type of quarterback as a Drew Brees. We know that. I mean, same with Kyle Allen, Cam Newton. Cam Newton has a different skill set. Drew Brees can extend the field far more. He adds a whole other element to the offense. And while I think Bridgewater has done exceedingly well, Bridgewater's not winning games on his own. Not only do they have Alvin Kamara, who was out this past weekend, but their defense has played extremely well. It just opens up more options with Drew Brees, to be sure. Not to mention he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. And he and Sean Payton have a relationship that goes back years. So in my opinion, there isn't any little bit of a controversy in New Orleans. And I don't know there'll be a controversy, quote unquote, in Carolina. Once Cam is completely healthy, they may go back. It just wasn't a good look at the beginning of the season, to be sure. All right, A-Law Radio is where you can find me on Twitter. Ooh, and the Star Wars trailer. On our Facebook page as well, we're gauging your interest in the NBA season because it tips off in mere hours. Coming up, we can take your calls, 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Rams lead 27-3. Here comes the pressure. Ryan will be sacked by Aaron Donald. And Donald's got the football. And the play is going to be whistled dead, and I hope Ryan's okay. Looks like the right ankle.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It's a dangerous business for quarterbacks in the NFL. Matt Ryan, the latest to hit the shelf. An ankle injury likely won't be available for this weekend's game. However, there's always a chance. So you're saying there's a chance. Matt Schaub does bring a veteran presence, though not the same as Matt Ryan, to be sure. But because of Ryan's injury and the fact that the Falcons had to use Schaub in the fourth quarter of their game against the Rams, albeit a blowout, we are now at 14 teams who've used multiple quarterbacks through 7 weeks.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Kind of. I mean, I would hedge my bets a little. That's now nearly half of the NFL. But it does not include the old man, Tom Brady, 42 years old, because you know what? You generally don't get hurt. Well, you can't step wrong and tear an ACL, so I shouldn't say that as though guys don't get hurt on non-contact injuries. But you have less of a chance to get injured and knocked out of a game if you don't get hit. He did not have an official sack. And in terms of quarterback hits, I'd have to go back and look at those. I certainly can. He did get hit a couple of times. We saw him get roughed up. In fact, the interception that he threw, which came in the second half, happened when he got sandwiched between two New York defenders. But still, the quarterback hits limited to three, just three. So the offensive line standing up tall in front of Brady. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. Scott is listening in Boston.
Amy, good morning.
Hey.
How are you? So
fantastic.
Just a quick take, Patriots. They made a statement last night to the NFL. This team is going to go, dare I say, I believe you're going to see 16-0 and win the Super Bowl. The local talk here is the offense, right? We all know the defense might be the best in NFL history. The offense is going to be fine, as they showed last night. If they can put up 33, they're gonna go 16-0 because the defense hasn't given up more than 13 points the rest of the season. Josh McDaniels, Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, they know what they're doing, Amy, and they're getting better. We're at the midway point in the season. 16-0 is on the table, Amy. I want your take. What do you think?
I mean, you know I don't make predictions. You listen to the show. I think it's really difficult to go 16-0, as difficult it is as it is to go 0-16. It's why it's only happened four times in NFL history. I mean, it's difficult to do, but it's not off the table, obviously. This team's really good. I think the offense still working through some issues with the receiving core, but it's good to see, like, the way that Brady is having opportunities to work with some of the younger guys, the newer acquisitions. So as long as you don't have a Josh Gordon out there or you've got guys who are banged up, I mean, we continue to see him spread the ball around, as has always been a hallmark of this offense. But certainly to see Jacoby Myers get more involved in the offense and have the five targets and the five catches. I mean, that's good. He's having to rely and work with other receivers. So that to me is still a question mark. You need a number one guy. Edelman's great. Josh Gordon, you know, to have him out there is even better. It was good to see Ben Watson out there on the field again. I know they went and signed a couple of tight ends to try to beef up that position. So, yeah, I don't think the offense is a question mark necessarily, but definitely the more time that he's got with this different core of receivers is important. The defense is fantastic. It also helps when the defense is handing you great field position. It makes the job a whole lot easier. So, yeah, I think they're awesome. And And I mean, we know the wealth of wisdom and experience that they have, and that's really difficult to replicate. In fact, there's no shortcut to that, and that's part of their relationship in New England.
Amy, am I still on? No, I'm just saying. Okay, no, I listened to you. I let you speak. What a beautiful take.
Wait, hold on, Scott. You let me? It's my show. You don't let me. I decide who talks and who doesn't.
Please allow me to withdraw and rephrase.
Yeah, I was happy
to hear that I'm still on. let me close with this. The best decision this team has made is not signing or cutting Antonio Brown. He was a negative influence. I don't like to use the word cancer, but he was a cancer on the team. And this team, the offense is coming together, Amy. They put up 33 last night on the road in a division game. They're fine.
Okay,
this team's not going to lose.
They also got handed six turnovers, man. I mean, come on. That's not going to happen in every single game. So, yes, against a team like the Jets, who's going to turn the ball over that much, you're giving the Patriots extra opportunities. They will burn you. It's not always going to be that easy. Also, I think I disagree with you about your Antonio Brown opinion. I don't think he really affected the team at all. I mean, he wasn't going to stay there because clearly he couldn't keep his mouth or his phone to himself. But that Patriots team doesn't get jarred. I mean, they've had so many guys go in and out, and they've got such a high turnover rate because of the way that Belichick does business, but also because guys get paid elsewhere after they win. I disagree with you. I don't think he was. I'm not going to use that word that you used. Mm-hmm. I don't think he was a distraction in the locker room at all.
Well, we don't know what goes on behind closed doors, right? We don't know. But I'll tell you what, Amy. I love your show. I could call every night. I love it. But I'm going to back off. I'll call you after week 10 when they're 10-0 and say, Amy, we're still on pace for 16-0. Buckle your seatbelt.
All right, man.
Amy, thank you so much for the time. You have a great show.
Thanks, Scott. Have a great day.
Bye.
I can imagine they are certainly freaking out over it in the Boston area in New England. Our affiliate, of course, is 93.7 WEEI. It's a relatively new home for us in the Boston area, and we're glad so many of you have found us there. It's good to be home. And we've changed affiliates in other cities as well. Miami, which, of course, will host the Super Bowl this year. And so we'll end up being on a different signal, 790 The Ticket now. So I'll be doing shows from there during Super Bowl week, which will be great. All right, coming up. Interesting to hear what Lane Johnson had to say about his Eagles teammates now that they've fallen to 3-4 for the second straight year. And we've got your big reveal for Monday MVP. If you're interested in the NBA, well, cast your vote. We're trying to gauge the excitement for the start of the NBA season. And in addition to that, I don't know if I would call it a distraction for the Houston Astros, but certainly a story that they would like to bury under a rug. You may or may not have seen it in Sports Illustrated, heard about it late on Monday night. I'll share the details with you coming up. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
His heroics made us swoon this weekend.
I'm the best ever.
I am the greatest.
Now it's time to name the After Hours Monday MVP.
Driven deep to left center field. Garner is going back. Looking out. See you later. See you later. Astros headed back to the World Series. Jose Altuve, a walk-off two-run homer. And the Astros beat the Yankees 6-4. Win the ALCS 4-2.
For 5 years now, I've talked about how great this guy is, and he continues to exceed expectations. It's not easy to deliver the way he does. He's turned himself into a star in his career here, and yet he's remained humble. He's remained hungry. He's driven. He's engaging with his teammates. You know, it's the same old quote of everything that's right about the Astros is Jose Altuve.
Amazing words coming from AJ Hinch, a World Series champion, winning manager, and yet he raves and says, "I'm fortunate to be the manager for Jose Altuve, now the ALCS MVP. with his ninth inning, two-out walk-off home run against Aroldis Chapman. The Player of the Week brought to you by Granger. This week, your choice for Monday MVP is Jose Altuve. He hit .348 in the championship series against the Yankees, scored six runs, also had three RBI. There was another home run for him earlier in the series, but none moment bigger than that bottom of the ninth. And just the magnitude of the moment even increased by the fact that the Astros were stunned by giving up the lead with Roberto Osuna on the mound at the top of the ninth. Not only does he have the blown save, but he ends up with the win courtesy of Altuve. So all around, the total package for the Astros in that championship series. But Jose Altuve is a spark plug. He's a motor. He's a guy who sets the tone, and certainly one who's been such an incredible part of what this team has built, going from three consecutive 100 loss seasons to now three consecutive 100 win seasons and their second World Series appearance in 2 years. 3 years. The Player of the Week brought to you by Granger. Granger's got your back when it comes to the safety and industrial supplies that keep your facility running. Get what you need when you need it at Granger.com. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line brought to you by Geico. So you can call us up, talk about World Series. You can also weigh in on the start of the NBA season, Monday Night Football, any of our quarterback news, 855-212-4CBS. Or on Twitter and Facebook, of course, we've got our Twizzler Tuesday poll up. And you always love our polls. We always love that you always love our polls. I mean, I vote in pretty much every poll that I see on social media, even if it's not a topic that I'm interested in and I couldn't care less. I still vote just because it's kind of fun to see the results. And the only way you can see the results is if you cast your own vote. So be part of the crowd. Just kidding. You'll never hear me say that with any conviction. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, you can weigh in. And we will get back to NBA talk, World Series talk. But I want to take a moment just to bring up this report in Sports Illustrated. You may or may not have seen it. I think I saw it for the first time during Monday Night Football, so there's a lot going on. But the Sports Illustrated column tells the story of a moment that happened in the Astros post-game celebration surrounding that ALCS walk-off. As you can imagine, incredible adrenaline, incredible, euphoric joy, lots of alcohol. Okay, so that's kind of my point. Lots of alcohol. During that post-game celebration, a group of female reporters claims that the assistant GM, Brandon Taubman, turned to them. Now, this is, again, in the middle of the clubhouse as this celebration is raging. Brandon Taubman turns to this group of female reporters and yells repeatedly, "Thank God we got Osuna. I'm so bleeping glad we got Osuna." Why would these female reporters care? Well, the implication, according to them and others who were there, so there are other people who can corroborate the story, the implication is that female reporters have been harder on the Astros for signing Osuna than maybe their male counterparts, or they've criticized the Astros for signing a player who was suspended 75 games for violating baseball's domestic violence policy. Now, I don't know whether or not Taubman knew one of the female reporters was wearing a domestic violence awareness bracelet. That's a detail that's included in the SI story. However, according to them and other witnesses, there was another Astros employee that was so embarrassed by what Taubman was yelling at these women that this other employee apologized. The idea that the assistant GM, who probably felt the criticism personally, took the criticism personally, when there was backlash for the Astros trading to bring in their closer, Osuna. That idea, I mean, that shouldn't be foreign to anyone. The Astros knew exactly what they were getting into when they signed Osuna. They decided it was worth the criticism, it was worth the backlash. And Osuna saved 50 games this year, if I'm not mistaken. They got him in a trade with the Blue Jays for relatively cheap. They got him after the Dodgers backed out. The Dodgers were interested in bringing him on board. And when the domestic violence allegations surfaced, the Dodgers said, no way, no thanks. So the Astros traded for him shortly before he finished up his suspension, which did not include the postseason. The allegations did not include charges because Osuna's then girlfriend moved back to Mexico and he agreed not to have any contact with her. So that was how their domestic violence case was settled. She left the country with their child, with their kid. I can't remember if it was a boy or a girl. I'm sorry. Son, I think. But she left the country and went back to Mexico. And so he served his 75 games. The Astros traded for him and decided that they would deal with whatever the fallout was. No doubt they heard it. We all heard it. We talked about when it happened. It was their calculated risk. And so for this assistant GM to start yelling at a group of females. Now, I have no idea if these female reporters specifically wrote about the acquisition of Osuna. They're not named in the story. But for him to take it out on them, for him to go all crazy on them, is just it's a blatant form of sexism. It's ridiculous. Now, I wasn't there. I don't know the tone. Certainly a party raging. Everybody's hyped up. Osuna is actually the one that gave up the home run to DJ LeMay. So it's kind of a weird time for Taubman to be spouting off. But either way, they're in the World Series. So if that justifies their signing of Osuna, if they can live with it, okay. I thought it was interesting, the point of the SI column, which was written by a woman, and I would encourage you to read it so you can get a little more of the details if you're interested. But I thought the point that she made is that the Astros can decide that they want to bring a man on board who's been accused of domestic violence, but they cannot decide when the backlash ends. They cannot decide when the conversation around Osuna ceases. They cannot decide when people forget that Osuna is accused of domestic violence and served a suspension. They don't get to decide that. What did we talk about last week? And I've said this on the show before. Sure, you have the freedom, and this was talking about freedom of speech. You have the freedom to make choices. The Astros had the freedom to trade for Roberto Osuna. They don't have the freedom to dictate the consequences. Yeah, we're free to act the way we want under the laws in this country. We have great freedoms here. But that doesn't mean you're free from consequences. You don't get to dictate the consequences. I said that a lot after, and this is a very loose analogy, so understand where I'm coming from. People got so upset when Colin Kaepernick was protesting. He was protesting by not standing for the national anthem. He was joined by other NFL players. I'm not sure anybody could forget. A lot of the reaction to that was criticism for him not supporting our military, or people took it as a slight to our military, to our veterans. Some veterans did, some veterans didn't. I mean, this was just a narrative. It was an overarching narrative. And people got so upset. They would call my show. That's not what he's protesting. It's not about the military. It's not about veterans. Well, no, I get that. But Colin Kaepernick, anyone else who's protesting, can't control the reaction. He can control his actions. He can control his decisions. He can't control what people are going to say in return. Just as he's free, just as the Astros are free to make a decision, a controversial one, doesn't mean then you can control what people say in return. They're free to respond any way that they like as well. And so I appreciate that note by this reporter who wrote this this story for Sports Illustrated. Said she said, I mean, the Astros waited him out. They traded for him. The move was legit. He's now paying dividends on the baseball diamond. But that doesn't mean people should forget what happened or that they're going to. Either way. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. See if we have quick time for a call here. Jim is in Pittsburgh. We've got about 90 seconds. Go ahead, Jim.
I'll make it quick. Thank you for taking my call. Long-time Steeler fan here, so it pains me to say this, but last night's game, if I can even call it that, the Patriots versus the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just wanted to point something out here about the genius of Bill Belichick. And I know it's like, what else could there be left? What else could there be to say? But if you look at the league right now, you got Jacoby Brissett in Indianapolis, and then Jimmy Garoppolo over in San Fran. They're looking pretty good, 6-0. The Colts, who would have thought without Andrew Luck? But right now, we know that those three quarterbacks, including Brady, obviously still with the Patriots, at one point were under the Belichick system and were drafted by him.
Mm-hmm.
You take their combined records, they're 17-2. So that just shows the brilliance of this man, that he drafted two other quarterbacks, one of which does look like a franchise quarterback for the 49ers. And I guess Jacoby, I guess people in the NFL should take this guy seriously, because the AFC South could be won by Jacoby Brissett and the Indianapolis Colts. I'm going to hang up and I'll listen to your response.
All right, Jim. Good to talk to you in Pittsburgh. I'm not sure what makes you think that anyone in the NFL is not taking Jacoby Brissett seriously. B, I balk a little at the idea of the quarterback's record, because that's not fair. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo's numbers in some of these games, similar to Brady. I mean, Brady and the Patriots offense, they've had flashes where they've been brilliant, but the defense has largely set the tone. And that's also the key with the Niners. So quarterback wins and losses, that annoys me a bit, but I get it. It's a league in which we obsess over our quarterbacks. Definitely the fact that these guys came from the Patriot system after a couple of years with Belichick and Josh McDaniels is huge. Although if Belichick was so brilliant, he would have figured out a way to keep Jimmy Garoppolo, right? He wanted to keep Jimmy Garoppolo so badly, but knew he wasn't going to be able to do it, so he flipped him to Kyle Shanahan. Yeah, it's an intriguing storyline. For sure, the Patriots have such a wealth of experience and wisdom from their coaching staff through their quarterback. Their secondary has so much experience, and that's just not something you can replicate. So you either have to beat the Patriots at their own game, or you have to force them into situations where they're uncomfortable, which is really difficult. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.